Hey everyone, Sal here with We the Patriots, and today was supposed to be just a nice interview. My fiance Gia, we're supposed to talk about the detrimental aspects of both social media and news media in events when they're pitting the sexes against each other, right? Male and female, female and male. And it ended up being a great conversation about body positivity, talking about different things that males and females will do in social settings. That it was pretty eye-opening for me, and I think it'll be for you as well. So if you make it all the way through the end, you can go check out WeThePatriotsMedia.com, where we had a bonus question on transgenderism in sports, specifically under college level. All right? I loved it. I think you guys will really enjoy it, so let's get right into it. What I actually really wanted to talk about specifically was, I keep seeing more and more the like gym girl trend to wear something obscene or maybe even just shorts or something and then videotape in the gym and try to get reactions, right? What a lot of guys are doing is finding like the worst ones and then reposting them and trying to make it like women look bad in general. But how are you seeing it? And honestly, at the gym, you go to a college, you would expect a lot of girls to maybe show off a lot at the gym. Is that something that happens?
No. I don't think so.
They don't really videotape to...
I mean, they do, but not try to get views. I feel like they just do it to just like... I feel like it's kind of hard because like... No matter what you do, like, even if I videotape myself in, like, most, like, not, like, obscene angle, like, I feel like you still get views just because it's a girl working out, like, you know, like, so I think it's just, like, I don't know.
No, but you know which videos I'm talking about, though? Like, the ones where, so...
I've seen the videos of, like, gyms, like, girls in the gym, but, like, I haven't seen the ones with, like... Like the guys reacting to it, but it's probably because my algorithm, it's all
the female. Yeah. So, but this is what I kind of wanted to get to talk to though, because I think we both see different sides of it, right? I'm not going to see as much of the side from the female perspective. I'm going to see all of the males coming at it and trying to defend themselves and whatnot. Right. But even still, in a lot of scenarios, I think it's very much the men not really caring about the women in the situation, right? Mm-hmm. And they're trying to justify themselves. However, a video example this morning, and I'll try to post it so that everybody can get a link to this or at least see what I'm talking about. This girl was claiming that a guy was fake jumping rope in order to look at her in the gym. And the guy was just minding his own business. Like, he was in the corner jumping rope, facing away from her, everything, like not even looking at her. And she made a scene. She ends up, like, harassing this guy over really nothing happening, mm-hmm. right? And she wasn't, like, my biggest point is she wasn't even wearing anything obscene, and he wasn't even looking. Like, she just made it a big deal because she made it about herself in the mm-hmm. world, right? I'm seeing a lot of those, and I'm seeing a lot of men overreacting to those. I was curious what you thought about it.
I don't know. I feel like... In college, I think I just got comfortable going to the gym there because it's, like, a gym that I go every day. But,
You're going to see the same people every day, pretty much.
Yeah, and, like, we usually go the same time, so, like, I know the people that are going to be there. So, like, I feel like it's just, like, more of a comfort place. But I feel like if I were to go back to, like, a regular gym, like, I do know that, like, they're, like, I don't know if I can say that word, but, like, they're, like, guys who, like, I don't want to say they go to the gym to look at girls, but, like, I know, like, especially older men,
what
like...
What are you trying not to say? There's creepy men. There's predatory men.
Yeah. But it, that's not the... Because, like, it's not, like... Like, I just feel like, for me, like, I'm, like, of age. Like, I'm, like, I'm an adult now. So, like, I think, like, it's still bad, but it's not as bad as, like, if, like...
If you're 15, 16 years old.
And you're going to the gym and, like, I don't know, like, even, like, a 20-year-old, like, approaches you. Like, that's just, like, I don't know. I remember, like, when I used to go to the gym when I was younger, like, I don't think I've ever, like, any guy approached me, but it's just, like, they stare. Mm. And, like, again, like, they're going to stare. Like, it's just, like, unfortunately, it's just, like, how, like, guys are. Like, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of, like... I do seen, like, videos of, like, on the other way, too, like, guys coming up to girls, like, especially, like, older men coming up to, like, girls and being, like, oh, do you want me to like spot you?
Yeah, like randomly coming up in the gym like, and trying to take advantage of a girl who maybe hasn't been in the gym before or something.
But not even that, just like regular girls, like girls that like do work out. Like I've seen like men doing that. And I'm sure that, I'm sorry, but like I'm sure if I were to go to a public gym, cut that out. If I were to go to a public gym, I feel like probably guys would approach me too.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it is uncomfortable. And like, I personally, like, I think like if I were 15 years old, like it would be a different story. But like, I think now at 20 year olds, I would know more to handle myself with it. I would just be like, no, thank you. Or like, I would just be like, if he kept coming like and trying to talk to me, I would just like try to maybe tell someone from the gym and be like, listen, like this guy is really creeping me out. Like, I'm just letting you know, because like, it's like, it's the gym. It's like, I'm not saying this gym's job, but like the staff at the gym should be able to do something. So I feel like I would do that. But I feel like if I were 15 years old, I don't know how I would react. I would be like,
sure. That makes sense.
I feel like you're just not mature enough to understand. Like, you obviously do understand like what's going on. Like, you know, you get the, like the reason why he's coming to you, but I just don't know like what I would do. I don't know if like, I think my biggest thing would be just like, I would just like go to another spot at the gym.
Okay. So another one that, I mean, that example to me is coming up a lot. The gym stuff, and especially girls also manipulating the situation.
Girls sometimes overreact. Like, again, like, I do think, like, guys are going to look at you no matter what.
Right.
Like, and I'm not saying, like, oh, you shouldn't wear, shorts. You shouldn't wear, like, stuff. Like, wear whatever the fuck you want. Oh, I cursed.
You're allowed to curse.
Okay.
It's fine.
Wear whatever you want, but, like, guys are going to look whatever. Yeah. Like, you're going to stare at, like, us. Like, if you're wearing, like, and it's the same way around. Like, if you're wearing, like, people just look. Like, people just like watching people. Like, I love watching people. Like, I'm a people watcher. And I don't do it in a way of, like, doing, like, oh, my God, that person's so ugly. Like, I just watch people. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. So, like, people are going to do that regardless. I just feel like I personally, like, I can tell when, like, a guy is looking at me in a way of, like, I can tell. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I know, like, that guy is probably going to approach me, like, soon. Like, girls can tell. I don't know if that girl, that's what she felt. But, like, I don't know.
I'll show you later. It was funny. But another issue, though, too, is not even that, is women wearing things to the gym that are obscene. Like, the shorts are one thing. But I saw some of those gym shorts that are like a thong, almost. Right? And then I also saw sports bras that are just nothing, essentially. Like, doesn't that promote someone to look at you? Especially if you're going to a public gym. Not a public gym, but a male co-ed gym.
I feel like people should be allowed to wear whatever they want.
Yeah.
I feel like the gym can be, like, for a lot of people, can be a really good place for them to, like, work on the self, but can also be a very toxic place because you do compare yourself with a lot of people. And, like, I just say that for experience. Like, obviously, like, just going to the gym and seeing, like, really fit girls, like, and I'm not saying that, like, I'm not like that, but it's just, like, it's a place that you can really compare yourself to other people. You'd be like, oh, my God, like, I am here every single day. This person is too, like, why do I not look like her? And it's just, like, it can be toxic. So I feel like if you feel comfortable wearing that, you should just wear whatever you want. Like, that's my opinion. Like, because I think it's also, like, a confidence thing. Like, I personally, like, I don't wear, like, really, like, out, like, sports bra just because, like, again, like, I have, like, a bigger chest, let's just say like that. So I feel like it's just not something that I feel comfortable doing it. But if I were to one day feel comfortable, I feel like it would be a good thing because it's just like a confidence thing. But I do like, and we talked about this before, I feel like our society, like, I feel like, I don't know how to word this, but like, I don't want to word it in like a wrong way. But I just feel like nowadays, like, men, and I say men because it's just like, I see the other side. They were just like, they never were thought by other people to like not make comments about girls or not like do this and this and that. I'm just saying, like, for where I come, like, if you walk in the street with like a pair of shorts, like, guys are gonna yell at you, like saying like you're hot as fuck, like disgusting things. And I'm just saying, like, I don't think they were ever like said no to them, like, don't say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like just the society that we live in, like, that was never a thing that like you shouldn't be allowed to say that. And that's where I think it's wrong. Like, I do understand, like, the society that we live in, like, certain clothes that you wear, men are going to stare at you. But I feel like that mentality is just, like, a wrong mentality to have, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should not be. I'm not saying that we should change that, because it's just, like, something that, like, we just live on. Like, it's just, like, something that, like, it can't be changed. It's just been passed on from generation to generation. But it's just, like, I do think it's, like, a wrong mentality for people to have. Like, I would want to tell my son, eventually be like, I don't know how to explain, if you know what I mean.
What you're saying, well, it's hard to say, but I want to keep hitting you on this, because basically what you're saying is you don't really, not that you don't care, but you want to put to the wayside human evolution for the fact of what you think is morally right, you think is actually the right thing to do.
Of what?
So, like, you actually think it is the right thing to do to let whoever wear whatever they want.
I do think so.
Right.
I mean,
but
I also.
What you're
also
doing, let me finish. Okay. What you're also doing is you're neglecting the human nature of what a male of any species pretty much is going to do. And that's going to be to take advantage of a vulnerable woman in that situation.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't think that's human nature. I think that's how you were raised to do. I think that's just how men.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know, because I feel like.
You are in any. Almost any animal, especially mammals, where the male is the dominating species when you're talking about physical aspects, when there is something that is to charge up that feeling, that masculine feeling, or something to get it going, where it's like, I have the ability to breed, which is just core human emotion, which is really animalistic. You're trying to basically, what I'm saying is, your thought process is throwing that out the window to try to make what your position is feel better about itself.
I feel like people are gonna stare no matter what.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a different thing of, like, people are gonna stare. Mm. If, like,
there
someone...
also are bad people that are gonna do more than just stare.
I was just gonna say, it's one thing if you're staring. First of all, it's one thing if you look once or twice. Mm. If you're, like, staring to the point where, like, you can't take the eyes off the girl, or, like, yeah, vice versa, I think that's just creepy. Like, you're just being creepy at that,
yeah,
point. Like,
sure,
have some self control, mm-hmm, to, like, stare at the girl, but, like, don't, like, obliviously, like, just look at the girl while she's working. I think that's weird.
It is 100%.
So I think there's a difference between, like, oh, like, people are gonna stare because you're wearing that clothes. Okay, fine, like, stare. But if you're, like, constantly, like, if I'm working out in the corner and this guy is just like this, I think that's just, like, that, I don't think that's human evolution anymore. I think that's, like...
That's totally fair, but that doesn't really answer to the fact of the topic of a female possibly putting themselves in that situation by winning.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like females are going to put themselves in the situation, but I think it's just wrong for them to be in that situation. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, coming from a female, like... I think it's, like, because at this point, like, and that's when people say, like, oh, like, she asked for it. Like, sometimes, like, girls, like, not that they, like, I understand, like, sometimes, like, girls put, like, dresses because they know that it's going to, like, call attention. But, like, sometimes they're doing it for themselves. Like, she's not asking for a guy to stare at her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
she just feels good and she wants to feel good on, like, on what she's wearing. And that's when I think it's wrong, like, people having that mentality, like, oh, she asked for it. No, I understand.
I think what they're saying is, though...
Let me finish. I understand that, like, as a woman, you know that, like, you wearing a tight dress, you might, like, people might stare at you. But that doesn't mean that she's asking for a guy to stare at her. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between there.
But that's not what they're saying when she's asking for it. Because what they're saying is you are throwing... like I was saying before, you're throwing aside human nature to wear something that makes you feel better about yourself. I don't want to say without considering, you know deep down the reaction you're going to get from males and the possible reaction you can get from some really sick males who might want to do something a lot more than stare, right? You know that's possible, and yet you're going to do it anyway because it feels better. That's what the people are saying when you're asking for it. They're saying you're not listening to that part of your head that says this is dangerous and you're wearing it anyway. That's
okay,
what they're saying.
I understand what you're saying, but as a woman, it just sucks having to, like, control what we wear because of what guys might do about it.
Yeah.
Do you want... I understand.
No, I totally get it.
I understand what you're saying. And my whole point of, like, oh, like, I understand people are going to stare. I agree. Like, it's just, like, unfortunately, the society that we live in, like, men are going to stare. And then the other way around, too, like, women are going to stare if you got, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if they're wearing something provocative enough.
Yeah, like, I understand. It's just, like, I feel like the society that we live in, it's just, like, I understand all those things are going to happen. It's just, like, sucks for, like, you have to control what you're going to wear based on, like, what guys are going to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree to a point, but that is, like, that is the conservative argument. The conservative argument is you're preparing yourself for something that you know is very possibly going to happen.
No, and I agree with that.
That's all it is.
And we talked about this. Like my dad never told me, like, oh, don't wear that. Like, he never, like, said it, like, don't wear that. But he always did.
But he'll make a comment under the surface.
He would be like, if you know that, like, if you wear that and we're going to this place, like, guys might stare at you. And he was like, if you want to do that, go for it. But, like, I just have to warn you, guys are going to stare at me. Mm. And I feel like, that's okay. Like, I would not like if my dad turned to me and be like, don't wear that. Mm. I just think, like, that's just, like, you being, like, more of, like putting stuff, like, I don't want to say, like, more of, like, I would never, like, tell my daughter not to wear something that she doesn't want to wear. I feel like, because, again, like, that messes up with your confidence. Like, that, like, and I'm saying for, like, experience myself, like, I just feel like because I always been, like, a girl that has, like, big thighs and, like, has, like, a more of, like, a bigger body, like, it messes up with your confidence because I'm like, okay, like, someone who has, like, no, I don't want to say no body at all, but, like, a skinny girl can wear shorts and, like, no one would say anything about it. But, right. Like, if I were to wear shorts and, like, something like that, oh, like, you're asking for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're, like, and it's not something that we can control. Like, it's just something, like, I was born this way. I can't control how I look. Like, if I wanted to become really skinny, even if I were to become super duper skinny, I still feel like I wouldn't be, like, skinny.
In your head. Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't be, like, a string bean.
Mm.
It's just, like, my body type is a bigger body type. Like, sure. Nothing is changing that. And it's just not something that, like, I can, like, change, like, so I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of, like, I don't know how to explain. I understand what you're saying and, like, partially agree with it, but I think, like, coming from a girl that, like, grew up with, like, guys making comments about it and, like, this is what I think it's, like, wrong is, like, I always looked like I was older than I actually am. But when I was 13 and stuff like that, me just wearing a pair of shorts, like, not even short shorts, like, jean shorts, that would make, like, a guy probably would make an argument saying, like, oh, she's asking for it. Mm. And, like, I'm 13. I'm not even, you're not asking for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not asking for you to stare at me. I'm just wearing jeans and, like, a regular shirt. But because I always had a bigger body, like, I feel like I looked older than I did.
Mm-hmm.
I probably looked like I was 15 or 16, but I wasn't. And I don't know. I just think, like, people are going to stare no matter what. It's a difference between, like, you're going to stare and act on it or you're going to stare and just be quiet. Because guys staring, like, obviously it does make me uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. If you're, like, obliviously staring at me, I'm going to be like, why are you staring at me?
Right.
Like, you have an issue with me or something like that. But I do think, like, it gets worse when, like, guys think that, like, just because a girl's dressed like that, they think that they can approach her. I think that's fucked up. I personally think, like, it would be different if the guy approached in a different way.
Mm.
If the guy came up to me at the gym and be like, oh my God, like, I just saw you working out. Like, you look very fit, like, in a good way. I'm not even, like, I just think, like, you look very good. Like, I think that's different. But if a guy comes up to you and, like, start, like, being nasty towards you, like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, there's different ways to approach a girl. Like, I also don't think, like, guys, and I'm saying guys in general, like, I know a lot of guys do know that. Like, you know that. Like, I think there's different ways for you to approach a girl. Like, and we talked about this. Like, at the bar, like, I do have guys that approach me. And, like, obviously, like, I shut them down because, obviously, like, I'm taken. But, like, if a guy comes up to me and was like, oh my God, I think you're very beautiful, like, this and that, like, I'm not gonna be a bitch about her, about it, like, I'm gonna be like, thank you so much, but, like, I do have, like, I'm taking, like, I can't, like, and I think it's a difference after the, like, between a guy who was like, oh my God, you're so fucking hot, like, this and that, like, start coming at you, like, I would be like, okay, like, back off, like, so I think that's, like, I don't know, there's a lot of, like, things that, like, you should, like, take in consideration.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's it's hard for, especially the male perspective. I don't have a daughter yet, so I can't speak on that, but I can only imagine when you have a girlfriend, a wife, or a daughter, and you get very protective over the fact that they're, you don't want to stop them from wearing what they want to wear, but you can't in your head let them wear what they're going to wear, knowing what guys have in their head, because you're a guy,
mm-hmm.
right? Like every, and if you are a guy out there and you haven't had a sadistic thought when you're looking at anybody, male, female, child, then you're not being honest with yourself, because shitty thoughts come through all of our heads at all times. One of the worst ones is that girl is really, really good looking, and I wish that I could just go and go up and just, that is my relationship. I'm so into her right now. Like instant, like,
well, I mean,
especially when you don't have someone, like, and you think about that as a man. You think about that process, and also think, before I finish, because it's quick, think about the guy who's been rejected a ton,
mm-hmm.
right? And that guy who's like, she's so beautiful, but I don't know if I'm going to go up to her. I can't get rejected again. And then finally works himself up and then snaps because he gets rejected.
Well, and that's what, like, I think it's like.
That's a scary situation for a woman to be in. She doesn't know that that's coming.
I agree. I think, like, there's shit things I want to say. First, I think, like, I told you multiple times this before. I feel like it does break my heart that, like, I have to teach my daughter in the future, like, if I do have a daughter, like, I would have to teach her, like don't walk alone in the street, and I
mm-hmm.
don't do that, because mm-hmm. like, you should teach all your kids to do that, but it's not a conversation that you're gonna have with your, it's the same thing,
it's
with
not,
like,
as much of a conversation
you're gonna have with your son,
or you're not gonna have it for as long.
Yes. Whereas, or, like, it's the same way of, like, it's the same thing of, like, oh, like, your daughter finds out she had sex for the first time, you're gonna sit down, you're gonna talk it through, you're gonna be this and that with your son. I would expect that, like, we did the same thing, because that happened with me. Like, I was like, my parents did find out, my parents are very, like, for those who don't know, my parents are very religious, which it's okay, but when they did found out, like, that I had my first, like, sexual relationship, it was totally different than how it was with my brother. And again, I'm not saying that it's, like, the wrong or the right. I just think, like, it's kind of, like, fucked up that we all have to, like, we do have to put those standards. I think, like, the world got into a point where, like, it's fucked up that we do have to differentiate. And I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying it's wrong for you to do that. But I'm saying, like, it's sad that I have to, like, multiple times, like, every single time my daughter's, like, going to a party, like, I would have to be like, don't leave your drink unattended, don't do this, don't do that. The same way that I'm sure that, like, with guys, it's the other way around too. Like, guys are more likely to, like, do, like, I don't want to say stupid stuff.
I was gonna say, they're more likely to be on the other end of that.
The other end of that.
Stupid shit.
Drink and drive. Don't do that. Like,
don't do drugs. Don't.
Yeah. Whatever. Like, yep. So I feel like, I think it's just sad that we do have to, like, differentiate those things in the, like, I think we got to the, and I can't say how it is in back in the days, but I'm sure there was still stuff, like, I don't think it's as bad as it is now, because I think internet, like, it's, like, an easy access, especially for, like, guys to, like,
to prey on women.
Yeah. But
prey on anybody, prey on boys too. It's very
common. Yeah. So I feel like it's really, it's hard having to, like, and it's, like, scary, like, having to bring, like, a daughter into a world, and, like, even a, like, a boy too, I guess, in those senses, like, it's, like, scary having to, like, do those things. Like, I keep thinking about it. I'm like, and we talked about this before, like, how, like, my parents let me, like, go on vacation to another country, and I was only 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, like,
when you have a daughter, is that going to be even possible for me?
Saying, like, I'm sure, like, and again, like, my parents, like, they always tell me, like, you have to trust your education, like, you do, if you, like, you gotta let them go at some point, and you have to trust that you educated them to be the best human, like, but at the same time, like, it's hard, like, I keep thinking, like, I, at that moment, like, when I was 16 years old, I was just, like, I didn't care, I was just, like, I'm going on vacation, like, I don't care, but now looking back, like, I'm, like, I don't even imagine how my parents felt, like, when I was, like, in the airport alone, like, and again, I was always very more mature than I was of my, like, I was 16, but I always was very, like, mature, more mature for my age. And my mom always said, she was like, you also have to, like, know your child. Like, I trusted you to go. But if I had a child that it was like, I don't want to say a complicated child, but if it was like a different story, like I probably wouldn't let him go.
Right.
So I think my mom was just saying, like, you have to know your kid. You have to know, like, the relationship you have with your kid. You have to know, like, the maturity of your kid and everything. And I feel like me and my brother, we've always been, like, very mature for our age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's the one thing I want to say. I forgot about the other thing. What were you saying before?
I was talking about the, just the father and the husband perspective. Father, husband, boyfriend perspective of... of trying to protect either your girlfriend, wife, or daughter.
I forgot what I was gonna say. It'll come to me. I don't know.
It's all good. So, I like that though. And it, but it's, I guess basically what I'm trying to get forward is, it's very nice to be hopeful in a world, but like you mentioned, this the world that we're in, especially with the internet, the access that dangerous people have to all of our lives, is. It's scary, but it's to me, I don't think it's any different than it ever was. It just so happens that those extremities in society are magnified, right? That's what social media does, right? Like that small issue that you thought didn't really matter at all, and it was just that one little place in the world that has it, now it's times 10,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's with all types of different issues. And even another one is sexual abuse, sexual predatory, you know, rape, that stuff is, you know, it's becomes a hotspot issue. Like one of the big issues is something like places like New York or California, where they might not be fully prosecuting these people or even letting them back out on the street when they commit a crime.
I think it could be sexual,
but it could be a robbery, sexual assault. It could be an allegation of rape. I've seen many people that are just let go either on a very low bail or zero bail, letting them go, and they're back on committing another crime in that city. Generally speaking, it's New York City. We live so close, but go ahead.
I'm not saying like sexually abused, like meaning in a way of like, oh my God, like guys did this, and because I do think like sexual abuse can also be a verbal thing.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And I can 100% say that like most of my women in the world was probably like
verbally abused at some point. Sure.
Verbally abused, or like even like people touching them without them like wanting them to touch. And again, like it's so bad because I don't know if I was ever like
maliciously touched.
I don't remember, but it's just like so bad that like I do remember people like being like verbally abused to me, like sexually, guys in the street. And I was, again, going back, I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like that's how like bad it is. And like, I feel like there's a difference between you having those thoughts and those feelings, and you having, as you were saying, like, oh my God, like a guy is gonna like, has it been rejected in so long, like this and this and that, like.
That's a very specific scenario.
No, I understand. Like guys, like do have so much like, and I literally said to you like a couple weeks ago how like going back to like the situation at the bar, like I don't like being rude, turning down guys because I don't know how much it took for the guy to come up to me.
Sure.
In a confidence way, like, and I'm not even saying in a way of like, oh my God, I like the attention that I get from them. Like, no, I'm just not gonna be rude because what if actually took him, like, we go to the same bar, like we go every single week into the same bar, it's the same people there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know how long it took for him to actually come up to me and say a hi.
Right.
Or like vice versa, like I don't know how much it would take for me to go up to the person. And I feel like there's nothing, like, there's no harm in being kind. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a different story if the guy comes up to you already being like a jerk or like vice versa. Like, I think that's a different story. But like, if the guy came kind, was polite, came and said like, you're beautiful, this and this and that, like girls that have boyfriends and like in the same way, like boyfriends don't get mad at girls for being like nice about it. Like, you were in that spot where you were trying to get the girl and like you were insecure about yourself. So I feel like it's really hard. Like, there's a difference between, I do appreciate guys coming up to me and being respectful. I feel like that's really like nice of them.
Mm.
But there's certain guys like this, the way that they come up, like it's just, it makes you uncomfortable. You're like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. So I keep losing my train of thought. I was just gonna say, like I can guarantee you, like girls, like they make, like, they were, like, I was just telling you about one of my friends, I'm not gonna say names, she was telling me how she used to work in a pizzeria, like, mm-hmm. when she was younger, and this guy's kept trying to touch her boobs, and she was a child.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Grown men.
And I think, like, there's a difference between you having those thoughts and you having those desires, but there's a difference between you having those and acting on it.
Right.
I think that's the bigger difference. Like, again, guys and girls are going to stare. Guys and girls are going to do this. Like, it's just, again, human nature. That's a part of it. But I think it becomes a different story if they're going to act on it.
Right. All right, but we got to get them out of here. I can't. That's fucking ridiculous. Come on. Let's go.
Why? Just leave him there. He's not doing anything. It's
loud as shit.
No, he's not.
I can hear it. That means it's going to be in the last shit. Come on. Are you going to be quiet? We're almost done, dude.
Just lay down.
Just relax,
okay.
Please.
Okay, as you were saying.
I don't even know what I want to say anymore. I'm totally sidetracked. Okay. Do we have anything else?
No. I think that was it. If that's what you wanted to get from me, I think that was it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. I'm just like, I totally don't remember where I was going to go now.
Sorry, guys. Sal's dog. He has a really bad allergy on his groin. And he keeps licking it. And he just got annoyed at the dog, the poor little puppy. People are going to think you're such an asshole. He's being loud.
I can't even leave this in. Like, I have to cut all this out. This is a waste.
Okay, so you want...
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
You want to take him? Hey, stop it. Stop it. Be a good boy. Yeah, guys. So, this is Teddy. Hold up. Teddy, come up. Come here. Baby, come here. Hey. Come up here. Oh, you good boy. I wish you guys could see him. He's really cute. He's this little black lab. So freaking adorable. Good boy. What a good boy. He stopped.
No.
You want to just end it here?
I don't know how to end it. I'm... What were you talking about?
There's a difference between, like, guys having those thoughts and guys acting on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when it becomes a problem. That's right.
Especially when they're young.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
I think it shouldn't be that way, no matter what.
But and there's again, no excuse I gotta, for that.
Though. Yeah, and I want to give an advice for every single guy. Mm. If you see a girl at the gym, and even if you're being polite about it, but like she looks on the younger side, I would just be a little bit sensitive because girls might look older than they actually are,
mm.
but at the end of the day, they might be like 13. and you're approaching a girl who's 13 years old, and like, again, like, the mentality's not the same, the maturity's not the same. She might be very mature for her age, but it's just like not the same. So I would just say, like, take that in consideration. I'm not saying don't approach them, because again, like, I might be wrong, but I'm just saying, like, take that in consideration when you are approaching a girl, that it's on the younger side. Sure.
That's very true, though, because, hopefully you guys paid attention in school. I'm sure you can all remember that girls are hitting puberty way before us. Yeah. So
2 years before you, boys.
But also, but also looking fully mature much earlier than boys.
Yeah, 2 years before.
Right. So, like,
girls usually hit around 12 to...
But they almost start looking mature by the time... Not mature, but their bodies turn into womanly bodies by the time of 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, for guys to only see possibly the backside of a girl, not even see the face, come up for an approach, right?
I was just going to say, just I'm not saying not to approach. I'm not saying, like, oh, don't approach if you're not sure. I'm just saying, like, be sensitive that, like, that girl might be, in a way of, like, if you're not sure, just literally ask them, be like, oh my god, like, how, like, hi, like, even if you say hi, I think you're very pretty, like, how old are you? There's nothing wrong with asking. We actually think, like, I have guys approach me, like, when I was a freshman in college, and the guy was like a graduate student, and as soon as I said like, oh, I'm 19, they're like, oh, okay, bye. And I personally think it's funny. I'm like, that's hilarious, like, but, like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with you asking a girl how old she is, because that can just, like,
as long as they're not too old, then you start I'm just saying
like, yeah, if they look older, don't. I mean, I wouldn't care.
I'm just kidding.
But I know some people do care. You can ask me my age no matter what. Like, I'll tell you. I don't care.
But I think that's a good point. And also, I mean, I think a bigger point to men out there is, if you're in the gym, go to the fucking gym. Get your work in.
I was gonna say, yeah. Honestly, the gym is not, like, really a good place.
It's not a good place. Like... And if you think you found someone that's amazing, my best advice is, don't act on it for 2 weeks. Go to the same gym, see her, wave, do very, very, very small things, and be very friendly. Nothing to approach dating, nothing.
Scary. Again, because
you want to seem predatory. And if, like I said, if I don't think the gym is a great place just because it is an awkward meeting spot, but if you know for a fact that someone that you want to approach, you can't get it out of your head, then make it a long-term effort, because that's actually, I don't know if I'm right here, but the female more than likely is going to see that as a more genuine attempt than you just coming up while they're working out, right?
Yeah. And oh, I remember what I was going to say before, but keep going.
No, that was it. Like, my only point is, if you really are steadfast on the point that this girl is the one that you have to ask out, make it a long-term effort and a genuine effort, because at that point, at least you're putting something up. Going up in the middle of someone doing, like, imagine, my point for a guy is, imagine.
Okay, I also hate when guys come up to me in the middle of my workout.
Right, okay.
Like, not so, in a way of, like, oh my god, they're coming up to me. I'm like, I'm working out. Like, I don't want to talk, like.
I want to put it in the middle of a guy's perspective, because for some guys, like, I know for me, like, working out is working out. It's not something that's, like, a reliever for me, or it gets my demons out or anything. So I don't work out like that. But for you, it's a stress relief, right?
Yeah.
So if someone's going to come up to you and, like, and stop that, I want for a guy to imagine you're in the middle of your zone, and you're, you know, round 3, 4, 5 deep in whatever game you're playing with your friends online. And all of a sudden your girl comes in and she's like, you haven't cleaned your room yet? Oh, this is disgusting. And look at yourself. You haven't eaten anything all day and you stink. What are you going to want to do, right? Are you going to react well in that scenario? Are you going to flip your hinge, right? And that's just a guy's perspective, right? Imagine you're a girl. It's the same thing. You're getting your work in. You just want to be left alone 9 times out of 10. And if you wanted anything, you would go out and say something. You would probably say, like, hi.
No, I understand. And I also do think, like, going back to what you're saying, like, I feel like the long-term process, like, it would be more beneficial, because going back to what I was saying, like, we were raised to think guys approaching you in certain places or stuff like that, it's dangerous.
Exactly.
I'm not saying a guy approaching me at the gym is dangerous, but, like, the way that you might come up, like, we were raised to know, like, it's, again, going back, it's so fucked up how, like, I know certain things, like, and that's when I say, like, be careful when you approach younger girls, because I feel like younger girls, like, they don't have that much sense of, like, body language yet. Like, looking back, like, I was immature. Mm-hmm. Like, again,
makes sense.
like, I don't think, but I know for a fact if a guy comes up to me, like, in a way of, like, like, girls, like, the same way guys can tell, like, mm-hmm. when a girl comes up to you and it's, like, touching you, like, and this, and, like, girl, the, it's the same way, it goes around, like, so I feel like it's just, like, again, we were raised, like, I would hope, like, a lot of girls, like, and I know, like, the, whatever the ways your dad raised you or whatever, if you, like, your mom, I guess, too, it's just, like, we were raised the way to think, like, the worst of men. When guys, yeah. a lot of guys approach you, like, in a party and stuff like that, like, we were raised to, like, never trust a guy with a drink, never trust a guy, right. never go alone with a guy somewhere. If you want to go and meet a guy, bring a friend, never go alone, never go, like, which is kind of really bad because I went alone with you the first time I met you, and I, looking back, that was so bad of me. You could have actually kidnapped me, and, like, my parents would have never known. But,
yeah. It hadn't happened then, I guess.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, looking back, like, that was, like, something that, like, yeah. now I'm just, like, I would never let my daughter do that. Like, mm-hmm. That was really bad of me. I remember even texting Natalie and being, like, you need to check my location, like, 24/7 because I, like, and if I don't text you by, like, I don't know, like, 10 o'clock at night, like, tell my parents.
Yeah.
But, again, like, we were raised like that. So, like, I feel like, yeah, I feel like, I also feel like it depends on the girls. Some girls are just, like, going back to, like, the gym. They don't want to do anything. Like, I think, like, again, like, I think I'm a very approachable girl. I think, like, I'm very chill. It depends on how you approach me. But, again, like, going back, I think I'm very chill. Like, even if you want to be friends with me, like, I'll literally be friends with you. I don't care. But some girls, they just don't. Like, they don't like being approached. They don't like doing that. I think it's a confidence thing. Like, the gym is where they feel comfortable. And, like, if they have a bad experience at the gym with a guy approaching them, like, that's going to, like, mess up with their confidence at the gym. So I feel like take all of that in consideration. So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
It's a good spot to end it. I did have one more question, but I don't want to put it on the normal show. Okay. We'll put on a little bonus. So for everybody else, I just want to thank you. I want you to go out and share We the Patriots podcast with everybody, anybody that you think might enjoy it.
Can I open?
You can open your Celsius. Have a drink. Pop a drink. Everybody else should be popping a drink. And go check us out on WeThePatriotsMedia.com. You'll get a little extra snippet. One question for my lovely girl Gia here. Everybody else. Peace out. I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.